It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Today we'll make our second visit to the pair of donkeys that have captivated my heart this summer. If you've been absent from High Plains Public Radio mornings this summer, I'll need to clue you in on the two donkeys that reside along the side of Highway 83, south of Garden City. In July, I declared my fascination with a donkey pair belonging to one of my neighbors, Mr. Mike Kellett, who early on developed a healthy respect for donkeys, their history, and behavior. Mike's association with donkeys began when he was 16 years old, as he won a donkey in a poker game. Thus began a lifelong interest in Equus Africanus Asinus, as he has become an owner of a myriad of donkeys over time. Most of them have been acquired through rescue organizations, as there are numerous donkey sanctuaries, the largest in the world being located in South Devon, England. However, most of Mike's donkeys have originated a little closer to home, since there is a donkey sanctuary as close as Guymon, Oklahoma. Donkeys can be of varying types and sizes, with the smallest often called burros, and the largest, or mammoth jacks, being used for breeding female horses to produce mules. The U.S. has a large donkey population of varying types, being second only to donkey numbers in the Middle East and parts of Africa. During a recent conversation, Mike offered a bit of donkey history, including the fact that at one time in the 1400s, the medical world believed that sitting backwards on a donkey might provide a cure for the sting of a scorpion. Not to be outdone, judges in the early days of the legal world used drawings or pictographs of persons sitting on a donkey, off a donkey, or leading a donkey to announce their verdicts. Mike likes to christen his donkeys with presidential names. When I visited his farm and met Abigail and Jackson, I offered some recently dug Jerusalem artichokes as a dietary gift, which was reluctantly accepted but finally consumed. However, they greatly prefer bark to grain and are high users of fiber. They'll strip down elm twigs and branches and contentedly chew on fence posts, though they do love a special bagged food that contains a molasses mix. I promised them a harvest from my garden at a later date, along with fruit and fiber from our orchard this fall. And a conversation about my garden brought us to the fact that donkey manure is not particularly preferable as a fertilizer. Seems it has to do with the donkey's desire for wood over protein, and the subsequent garden soil that, in Mike's words, can be downright hairy and hard to deal with. But what a donkey lacks in providing good compost, he or she can make up for in terms of being a superior guard animal. They can become very vocal when either two-legged or four-legged strangers come around. Donkeys especially have little use for coyotes and can fight ferociously to keep them away from their domicile and all who live there. That's why they are sometimes used to guard sheep, goats, and cow-calf operations on the open range. As our visit ended, Mike told me he thought Abigail might be pregnant, but it was a bit too early to tell. If so, she'll carry the baby donkey for a total of 12 months and probably give birth next spring. I'll keep you posted on her progress.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.